welcome everybody to Different Strokes
of Different Folks.
And we are your two hosts. My name, Reese One.
And I'm Gadget.
Hi!
Welcome to another episode. Was that an English assessment?
And she blinks, people! She blinks! Different strokes of different folks. Yes. And this is a special episode for your people. What episode is this, Miss D?
All about Halloween.
Woo! She wanna be a father.
Ha ha! Isn't that wonderful? So, what are we discussing on Halloween?
Anything and everything about Halloween, candy, costumes, what you gonna do? Maybe do
me, boo! Me don't do nothing for Halloween!
Anyway, so we're gonna talk about Halloween, right? So let's go ahead and get into some of this Halloween talk, I say. Okay. All righty. So, do you have anything you're going to be for the Halloween day?
I have a costume. Yay!
What is it?
It's Mad Hatter.
Oh, goodness. Y'all gonna get the Mad Doohickier. Oh, my goodness!
It has a hat.
I would have thought that the Mad Hatter would automatically come with the, you know, theme of the costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has a hat It has the costume, and then it has a bow tie with it, but my neck's too big for it.
So won't you just, to make it work for you, won't you just have a shirt that you can tuck it around or something? Or get a string and tie it to it?
Just saying.
So, is this supposed to be the sexy Mad Hatter? Because, you know, every one of the costumes these days, when it comes to women, is sexy. So, is it sexy Mad Hatter?
Yes, is that what it is? My legs. And it gives great cleavage. Does that help?
That's what I thought. Okay. And for those who don't know how to get into the spirit of Halloween, don't you dare be sour. Understand. Being able to celebrate Halloween. Mm-hmm. Don't be sour, people. Halloween isn't just for children. There are plenty of adults who enjoy getting into dressing into character and everything else because it gives them that freedom of expression. So let's make that clear. And for those who's wondering, Reese, are you going to be something for Halloween? Oh, hell yeah. I am. I definitely am. What am I going to be? I'm going to be a ninja. Weren't you a ninja last year? You know what? I got a costume I thoroughly enjoy. And for those who hate on what I want to be, I wanted to be a ninja all my life. I mean, I was a, you know, I was Sub-Zero 1 year. Well, actually, I was Sub-Zero twice in my life. I was dealing with Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles. You know what? I'm going to the basis of it all. I enjoy being a ninja. And in my case, lately, considering I actually have an authentic ninja sword, I think it's the best time to be a ninja. Haven't thought about that, huh?
No. Work is having a costume thing. I'm just
gonna wear I don't think you're gonna get I was about to say, I seriously doubt you're gonna be able to wear the entire costume. But to make some modifications for you, won't you put on some capris and some high socks that can match the hat? And then guess what? You still have a Mad Hatter. But, you know, you got to wear a more appropriate shirt, too. Anyway, there you go. That's modifications for it.
I can probably wear the hat and be fine.
Oh. Boo! You talk about me. Boo! Throw tomatoes.
Boo! I don't want to get in trouble because I'm wearing something too short.
Well, I just gave you a great modification to it, Miss. I like to order from Amazon. So won't you just order you some capris that can basically go with the thing?
Okay.
You didn't think about that, did you?
No, I didn't think about that. You know what I actually can do, because we're still wearing masks? I can wear the hat, make a cloth on my mask, because I've been designing masks. Don't ask me why. I have way too much free time. I designed the blue masks that we get. I decorate them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably put a clock or something.
Me believe you are just tired and bored. But no, I got you. And considering I like to wear black masks, that kind of fits the whole ninja theme. Again, see? Yeah. And hey, I have an authentic ninja style outfit that why wouldn't I want to utilize? On top of, guess how much I paid for it? It is like awesomely priced. You know? What? $2. Bam! In your face! So, and for those, my little one is going to be Easy Bats. He's going to be a Batman. So in his case, it's going to be Bat 3. That's who he's going to be this year. Last year, he was Iron Man. The year before that, he was Captain America. Then he's going from Marvel to DC. Haters.
The funny thing is, I told my boss that I love Halloween. My boss, uh-huh. Boss. Uh-huh. Sorry, it's complicated. So I'll say my boss. That I love Halloween. She's like, oh, maybe we can do something. And now we're having a chili cook-off and a costume thing.
You know how hilarious that is? Because here's the thing. What if over half of the staff doesn't like Halloween? It's hilarious, I say. Hilarious. Yeah. So, I think it's awesome that you're doing something for Halloween for real. I think your place of employment outside of different strokes of different folks, is doing something wonderful. Because Halloween should be celebrated.
Well, the thing is, they're doing, like, a parade thing. It's funny. Like, there were... So, they're doing a parade at noon with everybody who's wearing a costume. And they're going to start on South End and go all the way to North End and dance around the building. Yeah, it's going to be entertaining.
You feel that hat? Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to party it up. That's what you're going to do. So, what kind of candy are you going to enjoy eating?
I love chocolate. Not really.
How did we not see that coming?
I like cookies and cream. Hershey's cookies and cream.
Ooh, my love would love to have a sit-down conversation with you about that. That's her favorite too. But are you giving out candy this year?
I don't know, because I'm hoping that I go somewhere.
Basically, you say, I just want to be around these little snuffy nose cunts.
Because last year I gave out candy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold.
Then if you're going out anything sexy, of course you're going to be freezing your little nips off.
So the boots is mainly why I wanted the boots I was told you about that I was bought. Mainly, they kind of go with my costume.
Oh, so you're gonna have to show me a picture of this costume.
I will.
Don't be hating, people. Don't be hating. Y'all just hating. Y'all hating. I have to give her some form of it's acceptable type situation. It's not my approval. I'm just trying to make sure she ain't getting in no trouble. Trouble. Okay. Which she probably be getting in trouble. Because I already know all the details of the costume. Not because of her telling me, but because I've actually seen how it works sometimes.
Yeah, it covers until I bend over.
Covers nothing. That's what it covers.
I thought about getting one of those things, but you know how hard it is to find one of those for a big person?
That's why I just said get some capris, chick.
You're not listening, Preston Hilly.
I am listening. You talk about like a camel sauce, something along those lines.
Yeah.
To cover up the cheeks, to cover the cheeks. I know what you're talking about. Good grief. And for those
who I will delete that. Yes, my bad.
You delete what?
When I said your whole name.
I figured you was going to say something like that. It's okay. You know what? Don't even delete it. I'm even telling you not to. You know why?
Why?
Because that's another way to find Simply Reads One on Facebook. That's right, people. Facebook. So, anyway.
So, sorry. I'm sorry.
I keep
interrupting you. I apologize.
It doesn't matter. Just get it done.
So, I've had my mask have a dog on it. The dog I drew. Some people say it looks like a cat. It looks like a different type of animal. I'm like, it's whatever you want to picture it as. I don't care.
Hold on. Hee-haw! You didn't catch how you said that. You didn't catch how you said that one.
No, I didn't. Anyways, so I wanted to do a pumpkin one. So pumpkin I actually got it. Like a pumpkin with a face and vampire teeth.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna behave myself. I'm going to behave. No, anyway. I'm gonna say it.
Okay, say it.
I can't help myself. So I might as well just say it. You don't have too many details to have to do with that situation. You said you want to do a pumpkin style face.
Mm-hmm.
I said you don't have that much details to have to do with it.
You mean?
Woo! Anyway,
I got it done, and it's cute.
That's not how you wanted it to be.
No, I messed up on it a little bit, but it's cute. It's funny.
It's cute. Okay, it's cute.
And it'll make people laugh, and that's pretty much what I do.
Mm-hmm. And what it do? So, this is what you need to know. She has been into designing her masks in different manners, which is pretty awesome, because I actually got to see one of those designs. And they're not that bad, people. They're not that bad. So if you want to be able to potentially get a mask from Miss Doohickey, all you have to do is go to one of her social medias and reach her and potentially ask for one. And she might can do one for you. Just saying.
I did get a request from the maintenance man at work.
Yeah, but he did give you a request. He wants you to do a little bit of sweeping for him. Oh, yeah.
Dude, no.
I said sweeping. I didn't say nothing naughty. Okay. Not a thing naughty with sweeping.
He wanted Bart Simpson.
He wants you to eat his shorts. Anyway,
so I have to find a picture. I'm just gonna do his face, and I'm gonna put eat my shorts on there.
So something else, because I'm not kidding. I love candy. Okay, I love candy. I love dots. I love Micronites. I love sugars. Okay, now that I got that out my system.
I have those nerd gummy things in my room.
You ate one of your own. That is hilarious. You're definitely a nerd.
And they're the sour kind.
Awesome.
So they're sour.
I mean that they good. They delicious. I like that. I like those. You gotta probably send. Probably gotta order me a bag or a bag or something. Send it to me.
I was surprised they actually had them at the store, because usually certain store does not carry them.
That's why I said you gotta order me some. They don't got none here. But what I'm gonna say is this to you. Halloween to all of you may be just for the kids. I'm not telling not one adult to go trick or treat. I'm not going to tell
that
anybody
when I was 21.
Well, I got you beat. I did it 2 years ago.
Well, you did it when with your kid, but that's different.
When I was holding the bag, said trick or treat. I don't think it's just doing it for my kid. I did it with my kid, not for my kid, okay? I legitimately was trick-or-treating as well. You know why? Because
I'm a big kid. Look what I can do.
I'm just saying. I enjoy Halloween. They just want to, you know, have us be those who party. Halloween parties are meant for adults. You know what? I think the young at heart deserves to be able to go trick-or-treating too. And I think it can be safe, a much safer environment when you have responsible people, you know, with the group of children participating, so the kids can feel like they have somebody on their side. Not just taking them door to door. They actually be in character with the child. I think that's awesome. I know somebody who used to do that all the time with their son. You know who I'm talking about. That's the chief. She's so awesome. But I know a lot of people who does that, and I think it's awesome because it's something that people seem to forget. They want to take it towards a pagan holiday. Let me tell you something. Halloween.
We can talk about what Halloween stands for after the break.
And we're back.
Yep, yep. So, we were talking, and right before the break, we decided we were going to talk about what started Halloween and where it started from, because people get that so confused nowadays that it's a pagan holiday. Blah.
They want to associate it with a pagan holiday. Let me tell you something. Oh, Hallows Eve is one thing. But Halloween is just for the little ghosts and goblins and ghouls to have a good time enjoying themselves. The spirits basically finally getting to celebrate amongst the living as they want to sit. Here's the thing. It's people getting to enjoy their surroundings. It's people getting to have a good old time.
Do you know what started Halloween? They believe that wearing masks protected them from ghosts coming and spirits coming to Earth on Halloween. And it was started by the freaking English.
Yes, it was. But don't call us freaking, okay? Anyway.
I'm just saying, it's like,
they definitely associate it with the Celtic, you know.
Yes, so I know, but I'm just saying that.
I understand what you say. I understand what you say. But what I'm saying is this. People, stop with this religious affiliation to everything. Let's rock rule. Okay?
As in Scooby-Doo says it.
No.
My favorite character.
Anyway, y'all have to chill. Stop letting religion and politics and everything ruin everything, okay? We just want to have fun. And I'm not just talking about girls just want to have fun. I'm talking about everybody, okay? I'm just
speaking,
saying.
Oh my gosh. We were watching Halloween Baking Championship last night. The other night.
That cake. Mm-hmm.
And they were had to do stuff with tarot cards. They had to decorate cookies or something with tarot cards. This guy said, "This is freaking me out. I'm a man of God." I'm like, seriously?
See, that's what irritates me.
A
lot of people don't understand. Stop always wanting to affiliate. I want people to realize this. Do those who not know, Halloween of 2021 is on October 31st, a Sunday.
Isn't that ironic? People,
isn't it ironic?
Just like they that like song. To have,
and then they have people who sit here and say, "Oh, we're not going to do that." They have different little events at churches.
Mm-hmm.
What is
on Halloween? That churches
on Halloween, what is one of the things they started up?
Trunk or treat.
They started trunk or treat. Exactly.
At churches.
At churches. Exactly. Then they also do in those, what is it, the old Hollow Night type situation? Where
one of the churches I passed on the way to work is doing a revival, which is kind of funny.
They do all kinds of things where they, you know, basically recreate scenes of the Bible. But think about this. I'm just being real when I state this, okay? Here's the thing. If those people are dressing as the characters or the people, as people want to say, in the Bible, they're still celebrating. However you want to word it or dress it up, all puns intended, you're still celebrating the same thing that y'all swear up and down you're not. Stop trying to basically change everything. Let people enjoy. Let people enjoy. Stop with this political correctness, boo! And stop with the cancel culture, too. I'm just getting with the whole thing, okay? So let me go ahead and get back into our regularly broadcast station. Oh,
I know Halloween, what you did last summer.
I know, right? I'm just saying.
Well, no. I had a note from Prime Video saying, "I know what you did last summer's playing." Okay, then.
All I can say is this. I legitimately enjoy Halloween. Because
Halloween.
You get basically enjoy being somebody else for one day.
Don't become a murderer, though, because, you know.
Well, hold on. I can't tell nobody. Don't legitimately become a murderer, okay?
You just can dress up as one.
That's right. Be the character. Do not actually be in the full-out role of the character.
Because Freddy Krueger, Jason, Michael Myers.
I got a real funny story I want to tell y'all real quick. So, here in the Carolinas, we have a theme park called Carowinds. Yes, Carowinds. And they have a Halloween themed portion of their situation, which probably won't happen this year. But when everything is back to its regular broadcasting station, they will probably have another Scarewinds. So one year at Scarewinds, I watched a couple. And this was a moment when I was a teenager. I watched a couple go through the little park, and they were hardcore scaring people. Okay, when I say hardcore, they had a guy with a chainsaw screaming, running at people. But it had no chain on it. It had no chain. It just they didn't know that. but you know, well, one of them didn't have a chain on it. Let me say that. So what ended up occurring was I watched a couple get chased. I stayed at a distance because I wanted to see how entertaining it could be. You know, most people like to watch scary movies. I like to watch scary scenarios happen in real life. Not to me per se, but in general. So going to Scarewinds to watch this type of stuff had a entertaining quality to it until it went too far. So the guy who jumped out at the couple chased them all the way through the park, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he chase them through the park, he chased them to the parking lot. And when they got in their car, and the dude was so scared, he couldn't find his keys, and he peed himself. He legitimately did.
Mm.
And the reason why he peed himself is because dude took the chainsaw. And it didn't have, it wasn't, the chains weren't like, it was like practically, I don't know how he rigged that daggone thing up so well, but it was like weirdly like aluminum foil blade. I don't know how he did it. It was weird, but cool as hell. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But when it touched the car, it made it spark.
Yeah.
So it made a sound, you know, with the sound of a chainsaw and it touching the car, and you see some sparks flying here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude pissed his pants. The girl screaming. So dude jump out of his own car and leaves the park.
Mm-hmm.
The parking lot, the park, he left on foot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the girl didn't have a license.
Mm-hmm.
His keys were left in his car. The car stayed, but he left. The girl was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And when dude went a little bit further, I yelled at him to he needed to chill.
Yeah.
He looked at me like, I'll kill you. I'm like, and I will punch you in your face. that's as simple as I said. He's like, I'll kill you. I said, I'll punch you in your face. Oh, you're not playing. And then he walked back into the park.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had to comfort the girl. I felt so bad for her. I really felt bad for her because you just got shown your boyfriend. You know, y'all are 24, 25. Here I am, about 16 going on 17. I watched this dude literally run out of the parking lot on foot. He left his girl. Which had to be frustrating because chances are they probably live together. Yeah. You see how that works? I felt so bad for her. So I said, okay. I finally made him go back into the park. I said, I told the female, I would even talk to the manager because that was too far. And I had to help calm her down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I did get her phone number. I don't feel no guilt behind that. I will say no. that too. Not even remotely. I had no guilt behind any of that because the dude did just leave her. She tried, you know, after I got her to calm down, I asked her to call him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dude was still so scared. I am not lying to you. He still was so scared. He already was running on the highway, people. He was running on the side of the highway, going back further into Fort Mill. That's South Carolina, for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the highway making his way home. He left his car. He left his woman. He left his keys. He left his wallet. That's extreme. He had his phone. And the only reason why we knew that is when she called him, she said, "Where are you?" After she's calm, he said, "I'm on the highway. I'm home. I'm almost home. I ain't too far from home." She said, "There's no way you could be that far that fast." "But I am almost home." So basically, she said, "How am I supposed to get home? You're the driver. You're going to find your own way." He really told her that.
Mm.
So I helped get a ride. We took her basically to the apartment, which he was there. As we pulled up, he happened to be walking up.
Mm-hmm.
So when I said he got scared to death, he made it to the apartment around the same time we pulled up. Granted, it didn't take me long to find a ride to get her to her apartment. And she let him in into the apartment. And she was mad. You can't blame her. You really can't blame her for being mad. I mean, dude did just leave her at the park. But the ride that I had, I asked them to take them, you know, take her, you know, take him back to the park before he can get his car. And they took him back. She was so angry. She started throwing some of his stuff out the apartment. I had to help calm her down. I said, don't, y'all can have a conversation after the fact. The comment that was made was this right here. He told me he would never do that to me again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt even worse for her because apparently it wasn't the first time he basically ran from a Halloween situation and left her.
Mm.
But I digress. I didn't feel bad for her giving me her number. And about 2 weeks later, we conversed for a while, got to know each other, and that's another story for another time. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
I will say this. Halloween is a wonderful holiday. Because, yes, it is a commercial holiday. That's not even commercialized that much anymore.
No. The M&M's have awesome commercials.
One of my favorite songs get played out during this time of the year. If people don't know what song that is, oh my goodness, I'm about to chop you in the throat.
Well, you were going to tell people anyway, so I just asked.
This time I was not going to tell people what that song is, because it's a song that has played. No. I might as well tell them because you didn't put me on the spot.
Well, you said it. You know what?
The song.
If you don't want to talk about it, don't mention it.
It's Thriller.
Okay, don't be clowning. Okay. Everybody okay. knows the song. That song, I don't think will ever die.
No, I don't think it will either.
I don't think the death awesome. Ever die either. So, it
they happens. Won't leave him alone anyway, so, you know.
Well, you can't get mad at the greatest of all time when it comes to, you know, his craft or what he did. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God.
So, oh, God. Oh, God.
That's right. So,
Halloween.
For Halloween.
You know, I used to scare my brothers because I learned the song they sing on Freddy Krueger.
That's hilarious.
And I went on a live feed and a song that song I freaked people out. It was hysterical. Anyways.
Interesting fun fact. In Lancaster, South Carolina, there's actually an Elm Street.
There's an Elm Street here too, and they have Nightmare on yes. Elm Street.
Uh-huh. But we digress, and we want all of you to enjoy the Halloween goodness. So, what we're going to go with is this. We want you to be able to leave your comments to us at Different Strokes of Different Folks with the / anchor.fm /
What was with that anchor? Are you being a pirate?
You know, I was a pirate 1 year. But anyway, with the / go ahead. Tell them what it is.
Gadgets 85.
She old.
So are you, Mopo.
And how else can they reach you, Miss Doohickey?
Well, they can reach me on Facebook at Guided Doohickey, Instagram.
Oh, the gram.
They can actually hit me up on Meet Me. Gadget in Indiana, because you have to look for me specifically in Indiana because you won't find me.
Oh boy.
Okay, Mickey. I forgot what I was going to say. I'm dying of laughter. I'm sorry.
Anyway, and you'll be able to reach me. Reese One at anchor.fm/SimplyReeseOne on all my social medias with the /SimplyReeseOne. And there's so many. So instead of me just saying all the names of them, I'm gonna say all my social medias with the /SimplyReeseOne.
SimplyReeseOne.
It's all one word. SimplyReeseOne. So
wah, wah, wah.
We want all of you to enjoy the holiday of Halloween.
And well, I will say Halloween?
It like this.
Halloween.
Look here, Wabbit. I did not say Halloween. Okay, I didn't say Halloween. Anyway, I said Halloween.
No, you said Halloween. It's Halloween, not Halloween, whatever you said.
I did not say Halloween. You I said Halloween. Halloween.
You didn't pronounce it like
it is not Wabbit season. It's not Wabbit season, okay? Anyway.
Halloween.
So for all of you, we want you to have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Halloween. We want you to all make sure when it comes to it, you get to rest in
pieces.
And if you don't know what's up, now that's what's up. And happy Halloween to you guys.
Bye.
Yeah, man.